This is. At least I didn't mention the Green Punch. A supernatural RPF fanfic, written by Queen Clue and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated R, contains the pairing Jensen Ackles, Jared Padalecki, with additional tags for babies, semi-public sex, established relationship. Author's note. Doug and Deep asked for J2, sneaking kisses, BJs, sex, whatever at a party, and instead, baby, I give you J2 baby shower schmoop! Hands. You have to rediscover the cookies, man. You can't just grab the whole plate and run. Jared glared at him and grabbed another fistful, dropping 5 or so cookies into the pouch he'd made by pulling at the hem of his shirt. Then he gasped, "Why, look! I have rediscovered cookies!" and shoved one in his mouth. "I am not trying to be a cocktease," Jensen grit out through his teeth, leaning in so his nosy relatives wouldn't hear. Aunt Maggie still looked offended at how close they were standing, but Aunt Maggie was a heartlessly homophobic bitch. He wasn't exactly expecting to win brownie points with her at any point in his life, ever. It was almost tempting enough to grab Jared and bend him over her knitting station just to see if she'd faint, but he promised.
"Could have fooled me,"
Jared grumbled, around yet another cookie. "Jared," he sighed, pulling him into a corner bracketed by 10 different shelves full of embarrassing family photos. "I know, okay? You think I wanted to spend our only free day trapped at my cousin's baby shower? No. Do you think I'm loving that some days we only get to see each other at breakfast or between shifts on our crazy jobs? No. Do you think I don't wholeheartedly fantasize about you at every second of goddamn day? Hell fucking no, Jared. But I cannot, in any sort of good conscience, have a quickie with you in my Aunt Maggie's house, okay?" Jared stared miserably down at the crumbly mess of pink and blue cookie pieces in his shirt, and didn't say anything. And Jensen's brain switched gears so fast he could have sworn he heard something ping. "Hey," he whispered, hand coming up to touch Jared's face, back of his knuckles brushing away the hair flopping over his eyes. "What is this really?" Because, to be honest, Jared had never been the desperate-for-sex kind. He always knew when and where it was appropriate, and Jensen should have picked up on that sooner. "It's just..." Jared pulled a face, looking up at the ceiling like he was disgusted with himself. "God, it's so stupid."
"Stupider than stealing the last cookie from my niece?"
Jensen asked, pulling a face of his own, more along the lines of, "Seriously, dude, try me." Jared looked like he wanted to strangle, well, something. It wasn't entirely clear.
"It's not our baby."
That one had him stumped.
Yeah, it's my cousin's."
Jared sighed and slumped against the wall, not even cursing when all the cookie fragments spilled down his jeans.
Not much.
"Damn it, I should..." "The dog'll eat it," Jensen promised, pulling him back as the rest of the pieces fit together. Jared cringed like he was waiting to be hit. Or maybe because Jensen was holding his hands so tight he was almost sure he could feel the bones grinding. Are you saying you want it to be our baby?" Jared closed his eyes, letting all the exhaustion from the last leg of his internship fall through a mask Jensen hadn't even noticed covered so much.
"Dude,"
he said, voice deep and tired, but still fragile and hopeful. Then he stopped, like he'd changed his mind, or didn't think Jensen wanted to hear it. Jensen grabbed him by the front of his cookie crumble-covered shirt, and dragged him past the people pinning safety pins to God knows where, to the guest bathroom in the farthest part of the house. Jared didn't drag his feet, but he didn't exactly come easy either, and the last steps into the bathroom, he was practically lethargic. He started, And then Jensen shoved him against the door and dragged Jared's head down that extra inch to kiss him. "You seriously want a baby?" Jensen asked around Jared's tongue, before mentally going, "Fuck it," and tightening his hands in Jared's hair.
"With me?"
he added, when they had to break for air.
"You want a baby with me?"
"Not for a while," Jared promised, their foreheads touching as Jensen worked on their jeans. "I mean, yeah, after the internship is done and you get promoted and we get to work on fulfilling those fantasies of yours on every surface in the house at least twice, and then once more for good luck, but maybe?"
"Jesus Christ,"
Jensen breathed, and wrapped himself up in Jared again, licking up the little gasps he was making, until another thought broke through the fog of amazement and lust and bliss.
Wait, you do realize that a quickie and a baby shower will not actually get you pregnant, right?"
Jared scoffed, and finally got a hand around Jensen's dick.
"Says you."
The end.